Wow, we got quite a crew here this morning. This is going to be a question story here. I got three questions for you right off the bat. The questions will get clearer as we tell the story. Number one, how many here know how to drive a car? Yeah, I thought so. All right, the second question, how many here have somebody praying for them? What? There's more car drivers than there are people getting prayed for. I think you're wrong, but you check on it later. And number three, how many know what honoring your father and your mother means? Do you honor your father and your mother? I'm going to choose you. What's honoring your father and mother mean?
Being kind to them and listening to them.
Very good. Listening, and I like to say obeying too, but listening is pretty good. All right, this story is about when I was younger. I think I was bigger then, but I was younger, a little taller. I shrunk as I got older. But anyway, I was about 17, and I had a part-time job, and I was going to school. And I wanted a car, because I could drive a car, and I wanted a car. So my dad helped me find a car that needed some help, quite a bit of help actually, and one that I could afford. And so we started working on it and getting it fixed up. And when Dad was out there, he was telling me driving tips. He said, number one, keep both hands on the wheel. And number two, he said, keep both eyeballs on the road. Watch where you're going. Well, I get the car all fixed up, and I start driving it. And I was doing pretty good listening to what Dad had said. And then one day, I was coming home from church, and I was sitting back, yeah! I took one hand off the wheel. Yeah, this is cool. I'm a driver now. I have my own car. And then I had a suit coat on. I thought, I think I'll take this off. I'm not going to pull over and take it off. I'm going to take it off like they do on TV. So I start pulling the coat off, and I got it in this hand. This hand was on the wheel, remember? And I took my suit coat, and I turned to put it in the back seat. And when I did, this hand went with me. And you know what happened? We went down through the ditch, up the other side, and into a big tree. And I wasn't beat up too bad, but the car was a total wreck. Oh, I felt so bad. We had worked so hard on this thing. And I thought, if you'd only listened to Dad, he said, keep your eyeballs on the road. So anyway, when we were fixing it back up, we had to get parts from all over to make it work again. I kept thinking to myself, you dummy, you dummy, you dummy. But you know what my dad said to me about it? Nothing. He knew he had told me the right things to do, and he knew I was working it out in my head. There's one other thing that's really important about this story. I had a mother and father that was praying for me every day, and if I hadn't had that, I might not be here today. So you remember to give your mom and dad a hug and squeeze. Even your sisters and brothers might be praying for you too, and be sure to thank God for them. Because without them, we might not be here. So keep your eyes on the road.